You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola Inkney with your local newscast. The highway going through Du Bois is particularly deadly for deer and costly for people too. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports two Wyoming agencies have a plan to try to reduce that impact.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Department and Wyoming Department of Transportation are trying to reduce wildlife vehicle collisions on Highway 26, east and west of Du Bois. They've come up with mitigation strategies, which include three new overpasses and an underpass. Daryl Lutz is a wildlife management coordinator for the Lander region with Game and Fish. He says the area has one of the highest rates of wildlife vehicle collisions in the state, so much so that people call it the Mule Deer Gauntlet.
Of all the crashes that occur on this stretch of highway, 74% of them are due to wildlife vehicle collisions. And of the collisions that occur on an annual basis on average, they cost about $791,000 a year.
The plan also includes removing vegetation so motorists can better see deer from farther away. The agencies are working on securing funding and then hope to get started as soon as possible. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
The Department of Transportation is working with Google to make the third-party navigation app reroute and warn drivers of road closures more accurately. Jordan Young with the department says the state will share publicly accessible information with the tech company so that its app can update closures and construction as determined by transportation workers on the ground.
So we're really just giving them information about closures and construction, and we don't even really track traffic levels. That's, you know, they use phone data for that.
The department hopes to work with other navigation apps in the future as well. Young still encourages drivers to pre-plan their trip. Check WYO.info for road conditions and be wary of changing weather. State property tax refund applications are now open at the Wyoming Department of Revenue's website. Homeowners may apply for relief up to half of the median residential property tax amount, or 75% of their 2023 property tax bill, whichever is less. Governor Mark Gordon signed the bill into law in March. It expands eligibility to homeowners whose income is 145% of the median household income of their county of residence. To be eligible, applicants must be Wyoming residents for 5 years or more, and they must occupy the home for at least 9 months of the year. More than 90% of applicants received tax relief in 2022. The Department of Revenue believes an additional 2,000 taxpayers will qualify under the new guidelines. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.